This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world could be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles show. My name is Daniel Smukowski. I'm the founder of Special Chronicles and a Southern Tribal Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, we're celebrating World Down Syndrome Day this week with two guests, longtime friends of the podcast, I'm glad we're finally making time to have them on the program to talk about with Nancy and Larry Goodfellow, talking about Larry's dreams of being a sports reporter or broadcaster as a person with Down syndrome. Please put your virtual hands together as we welcome Nancy and Lily on the Special Chronicles podcast. Welcome, Nancy and Lily.
Hi!
It's good to finally have you both on the program. And for our listeners, all of you both share how we got connected, but I'm going to use this as a jumping off point. Because, and I'm sure once I bring this up, well, you guys saw the show notes, but
yep.
For our listeners, I recall quite a few years ago,
it was a long time ago.
I have to say, I love, and for those of you listening in right now, I love interacting with, all of our listeners on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, X, or Twitter. And so I recall quite a few years ago, you, Nancy, had tweeted at this podcast on X, formerly Twitter. And again, specialchronicles.com for where you listeners can follow this podcast on social media. You reached out to us on how the Special Chronicles podcast has impacted you, and in particular how you, and again, I honestly don't go on Twitter or X that much anymore. That's why I point our listeners to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Exactly. But yep.
I say that to say that in particular, you had reached out in particular about how you wanted more families of young children with intellectual disabilities, like Louie and myself, to listen to episodes of this podcast. And so using our first interaction on X, mm-hmm. formerly Twitter, as a jumping off point, I'll have you, both of you, introduce yourself. Nancy, talk about Louie's early days of her both diagnosed with Down syndrome for you and your family, and then Larry, share with us about what disability you were diagnosed with, joys and accomplishments because of your disability, and we'll get into Special Olympics in the next segment, but yeah. and maybe kind of using that interaction on X, formerly Twitter, Nancy, as a jumping off point.
Yeah, I looked back, it was 2015. So
wow.
it was almost 10 years ago, right? And I remember just listening to those, like, you know, early episodes and thinking, like, I hope other parents are listening to these, because it was such an encouragement, right? It's especially when your child is younger to see what the potential is, what the possibilities are, you know, and I just loved that. So I was so glad. And we had even talked back then, Daniel, about having Lily on because of like the fashion shows she was in and things like that. So I'm glad we're finally making it happen.
And I think since 10 years ago, there's more, you have accomplished a lot more, Lily. International, that I think is an even bigger, not that I just taped in an episode a few hours ago with the chief customer officer at United Airlines, and she said, yeah, it's really busy to get on your schedule. Your podcast.
So it's a good thing. That's a good thing, Daniel.
So for those of you listening, if you want to come on this podcast, know that even if it takes 10 years,
right,
we will make it happen.
It's worth it.
So I'll let you guys continue your introduction.
So you want me to go first?
Why don't you, since I mean, if it wasn't for, I'll try to keep this G-rated. If it wasn't for you, Lily probably would. If it wasn't for,
me, Lily wouldn't be here. As far as our early days, Lily's my first child. She's the first of three. And I had a prenatal diagnosis. We went in at our 20-week ultrasound, like halfway through the pregnancy. And the doctors noticed some things on the ultrasound, and they told us that they were confident it was a chromosomal disorder. But they said that Down syndrome was our best case scenario. So that was pretty devastating news. But I actually have like written a number of stories about that and letter in like Chicken Soup for the Soul books and things about how that gave us the opportunity to go home and pray for Down syndrome. And so Lily's our answered prayer, right? So we got what we prayed for, and we were hoping that she would be as healthy as possible. And, you know, so that first, those first early days when she was born, because I had that prenatal diagnosis, I think it was such a gift. It enabled me to have time to maybe grieve the child that we thought we were going to have, but then to just celebrate Lily and get prepared for her and be so excited that the day she was born was then still one of the happiest days of my life. My husband and I just jumped into the Down syndrome community then. So very early on, I got involved with the National Association for Down Syndrome, and I was a parent support volunteer, and then I was a public speaker. And since then, I've actually gone out on my own, and I do disability awareness presentations for schools and businesses and parent groups and things with another young woman with Down syndrome, Michelle Anderson, that I know is a mutual friend, right?
Yep.
So someday we can have Michelle and I on, and we'll talk to you about our presentations. How's that?
Absolutely.
Not 9 to 10 years from now.
No, even sooner.
So we have been super involved in the Down syndrome community since even before Lily was born. And we wouldn't change it. Like, I think that Lily having Down syndrome is one of the greatest gifts we've ever been given. And she's brought incredible joy to our family, but also incredible opportunities that she will then be able to tell you about. So
awesome. And before we bring you on, Lily, I want to just follow up with what you said, Nancy, about advocating in the Down syndrome community. It's hard to keep track of which guest in episode everyone was on, a few years ago I had co-founders of the Deal Mom Conference. I don't know if it's in Southern California. One of the co-founders was their family was featured on the show Born This Way, which I've had not to name drop, but I've had the whole cast of that docuseries on, as well as the Emmy winning TV creator and producer has been on this podcast. So not to name drop Dale, but Yeah. So I'll try to remember to put links to those in the show notes. But I bring up the Dear Mom conference because I had them on quite a few years ago. Actually, I think one of the time when they started it. So I know now it's evolved, and I've known a bunch of other people that have gone out to that conference. But have you been connected with the Dear Mom conference? And for those listeners, and maybe share with them if they don't know what that conference is.
So the Dear Mom conference and also like the Down Syndrome Diagnosis Network are both like incredible support systems for especially new moms, either with prenatal diagnoses or birth diagnosis. And those weren't around when Lily was born because, you know, she's almost 21. So that wasn't something that I had available to me. Back then, I found the National Association for Down Syndrome right after we were given the prenatal diagnosis, and they paired me up with a support parent. And just that ability for somebody to say, I know exactly what you're going through, that made such a difference, right? Because I could, you know, talk to my own mother, I could talk to my husband, I could talk to all of these other people about it who were sympathizing with me, but couldn't know exactly what I was feeling. And so just having that ability to have that support, and that's what the Dear Mom Conference is all about. And, you know, I've been involved with like the Lucky Few for, a number of years now. And so it's just that connection of parents who can say, yeah, I've been there, you know, and provide that support and that encouragement. And, you know, I was always big on when Lily was little, I'd go to workshops and conferences and things, and I'd see an older person with Down syndrome, whether it be a teenager or a young adult or an adult, who was speaking. And if I thought like, wow, like I want her to be just like that, then I'd go find the mom, you know, and I'd be like, okay, what'd you do? What do I need to do? What are the therapies I need to do? What do I need to start working on now? So those were always things that I had done and that I encourage everybody to do. And so, yeah, I'm just so grateful for like the Dear Mom Conference and all these different organizations that have come up over the last two decades, that can provide that support for the new families.
Awesome. And so now we'll bring you in, Lily, to share with us, what disability, well, even though your mom said, but in your own words, because as we know, there's no better advocate than those of us with disability. So share with us what disability you are diagnosed with, and then the joys and accomplishments because of your disability. Because as we know, it's not about all challenges, but about joys and accomplishments. So
I was diagnosed with Down syndrome before I was born. I've had so many experiences, and it definitely has brought me a lot of joy. While having Down syndrome and a little my disability, I am proud to have Down syndrome. I was named Miss Amazing Teen Illinois in 2020 and 2022, and got to compete in Nashville at the National Miss Amazing event. I participated in many fashion shows and other special events for disability organizations. The cause of DuPage did a special story on me for the cause website, and I got a job with the Chicago Cubs and Angels for Hire that host people with Down syndrome or for professional sports teams.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities that have come our way because of Down syndrome, that's for sure.
And Lily, we'll get into it in particular the opportunities because of your involvement in our Special Olympics movement. We'll get to those in the main part of the program today. But Nancy, did you want to add anything to the accomplishments? Or I guess from your perspective as a mom, the accomplishments like Miss Amazing Nash in Nashville with their national, as well as fashion shows, disability organizations hired by the Chicago Cubs. Any of those that Lily just mentioned, did you want to kind of what those accomplishments and joys meant to you to see her achieve these accomplishments?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if I look back at where I was 20 years ago, you know, and the dreams that I had for her, like, she's surpassed everything that we could have hoped for, right? And it's all her. Like, it's the things that she enjoys, that she wants to do, how she wants to spend her time, that have led to all of these opportunities. And so, you know, we couldn't be more proud of her. And but it's all about what she wants to do and just reaching her own potential. And that's all you can hope for any child. That's all I hope for my children who don't have a disability, right? Is I just want them to reach their own potential and reach for their own dreams and figure out what that is that makes them happy. Lily loves being in the spotlight. She always has. So doing things like Miss Amazing was, you know, perfect for her. Like, it just, you know, she loves to get up on stage and talk about herself and it's been great.
Awesome. And that's going to be Louis, you wanted to get up on stage. That's a perfect tie-in to our next segment that will lead into Special Olympics and athlete leadership. And as you hear the background music, we're going to go ahead and take a short break right here on SpecialChronicles.com. We'll continue with Louis and Nancy Goodfellow after the short break. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. It's free for you to listen and watch our weekly podcast, but it is not free for us to produce and operate the studio and further our mission of giving respect and voice to those of us with disabilities. It costs us money, as I said, to operate our studio, but also for our website hosting, video hosting, podcast hosting, all these monthly costs. And so if you want to help us to create awareness and support and advocacy within each week's episode, consider a monthly or one-time gift of thanks, specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. And I'm going to fade that off. And as that before that break, that was a good transition, Nancy, to getting into Special Olympics and how, Larry, you like to be on the stage, which I'm sure as you can listen back to a number of episodes with other Special Olympics athletes like both of us and see how the self-confidence and skills that we have gained on the sports field go into on stage, whether it's a local stage or in my case as a Southern Tribal Global Messenger alum on the global stage. With that, you want to, Louis, share with our listeners and Nancy, you can chime in as well, how, Louis, you got introduced to our Special Olympics movement back.
My mom started the Special Olympics at the Young Athletes Program since I was 4, and I'm now Global Messenger and Athlete Leader for Special Olympics Illinois.
Awesome. And Nancy, do you want to chime in on?
I guess I heard about like the athlete leadership program, like the Global Messenger program, originally from some friends who had have children that were involved in it. And so we thought it would be something that would be really good for Lily because of her interests. And so we went down and I contacted Karen Milligan and we went down and did the training a few years ago. And then COVID hit. So we didn't have a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things other than a few, you know, things on Zoom and things. But then we were able to do the athlete leadership training in the city. I think like a year and a half ago where we saw you. Right. And, you know, and then we've done some other things, but so she loves it. She loves saying she's an athlete leader, representing Special Olympics and just learning all of the skills that are involved in all of the training as far as leadership qualities and the public speaking and all of that.
Awesome. Yeah. That Leadership Academy that we had a few years ago was really powerful. But even before athlete leadership, as we know, before we become athlete leaders, introduced to the sports side of, I think that is the first introduction. So maybe if you both can share how you were introduced to our Special Olympics movement, like even before athlete leadership, like with the sports, and then Louis, you can get into what sports that you have competed in, still compete, but like who introduced you to this movement? How did you get introduced to Special Olympics?
You want to answer that?
Yes. My mom found out about it from other parents.
No, not that part.
No.
we were just saying, no, that's right. Because it was this, like, we've got notes we're working off. But how did you get started in Special Olympics, not in the as an athlete leader, but just in Special Olympics as an athlete?
As an athlete, yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, when did we start? How old were you?
4.
Yeah. Lily is one of the first class. I think she was the first class of young athletes in the young athletes program in the state of Illinois. So she was 4 years old, and we got to go down to like the state games, the summer state games, and do skills and stuff like that. So before she was even old enough to compete. And then you started competing when you were 7.
Yes.
So you've been competing ever since, right? In what sports?
Right now, I do swimming, track and field, and basketball.
Awesome. Yeah, I have done swimming in the past. So now I currently do basketball. And I'm sure even when I did do swimming, I'm sure we've probably passed, because you guys are in Region C. Yeah. So we don't have enough time to get into all the details of the young athletes program, but Nancy, when you saw Louie compete in the young athletes program, and then even when she reached that age of 8 to get in the transitional program, like I know from when my parents first saw me compete, it was later. It wasn't till I was in high school, but like they saw how I fit right in. There was a new athlete leader that went to attend the USA Games in Orlando a few years ago, and she like something that she said was, "These are my people." Like she,
yeah.
New, so and even my parents could see that. So from your perspective as Louie's mom, what was your, when you saw Louie compete in the young athletes in the transition program, what was kind of going on in your head?
I think the first time that like we ever went to the, like, I think the summer state games was one of the first events she ever did. And so they brought them down and they gave them all uniforms, and it was just all a bunch of, you know, 4 and 5 year olds and but various disabilities. And it was so great for us to see that and to be around it and to see the kids just having fun and enjoying themselves. And I specifically remember Lily running a race where she was just running and had the biggest smile on her face. And there was just so much joy at participating in something alongside new friends and peers. And everybody she met was just so fabulous. And like, you meet the Special Olympics staff, you know, all the people who are involved with it, whether they work for Special Olympics or whether they're there as volunteers, and they all just, you know, there is that sense of inclusion and acceptance and belonging, and it's regardless of what differences you have, you can participate and you can compete, and it's you know, it's a fabulous, magical place, right? And so you get to find, like, this is fantastic and I get to be part of this, and it's you know, it's a joy to then be able to be part of it by association, you know. Like, we get to enjoy it too, even though we're not the one with the disability, and we get to see all the joy through Lily's eyes.
Awesome. Totally. Speaking of that magical place that is the Special Olympics movement, that you said, it thought of, I had, for a couple of times, but the first time that I had our chairman, Tim Schreiber, the chairman of Special Olympics International on back in 2018. And folks, if you're listening, if you go to specialchronicles.com and then click on new listen or begin here, you can actually listen to that episode, that 30-minute conversation I had with Tim. But Tim, I don't know if you have read Tim's first book, Fully Alive, Discovering What Matters Most, but there's a chapter in the book, and Tim talked about this because I brought it up, where he talks about his son, Sam, had compared, well, because Tim had asked his children, the grandchildren of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, mm-hmm. the founder of Special Olympics, if Tim's kids wanted, like, if they wanted to be involved. And Sam, one of his sons, said that that he compared it to like going to Disney, and that's when you said magical, because when you go to Disney, Tim said, like, it's fun, but when you go to a Special Olympics event, it's the fun that lasts.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's what the chapter is titled in his book, Fully Alive. And so the fun, and I think you captured that. I think even if we'll get to some other plugs at the end of the episode, but if I'm sure you both will agree that if our listeners go to a Special Olympics event, you will see the magicalness of this movement, but it's the fun that lasts.
Right. Well, and remember, like what I always say about your basketball games, like I always tell people, if you can only go to one thing, go to a Special Olympics basketball game, because it's the most entertaining thing you'll watch. Like, I just absolutely love it. And I remember, was it 2 years ago, the last time you went downstate with high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like the district, you know, she was in the transition program already, but the district, her team went downstate, but there was only five of them. They all had Down syndrome and one boy. And so they were playing against teams who were obviously a lot taller than they were, you know, and so they weren't winning the games, but you never would have known it from the joy that they all had on the court. Like, they were just having so much fun. And I remember one of her teammates went to steal the ball from an opposing teammate and knocked that athlete down accidentally. And so he stopped, he put the ball down, he picked up the, you know, opposing team, like the opposing player, hugged them, and then picked up the ball and moved on. It's like, you know, there's competition, but it's respectful competition. It's competition still with friendship. It's competition mm-hmm. where you're celebrating everybody else's talents, even if it's the opposing team.
And I think that's what a lot of high school and college and even the young kids and even the professional sports, they should learn that lesson from Louie and me and the other special athletes. For example, and I'm not going to bring up in detail, but like what happened at the Super Bowl with that one Chiefs player and the head coach, that example is like shouting at the coach. Like that's if those players could get connected with us, then, which some of them have, but like, you know, some of those that have those kind of, you know, not good attitudes. Moving right along, because I think we'll at about 28 minutes. Why of this kind of the fun that lasts, the magicalness of, I might have just made up a word there, but the magicalness and fun that lasts, that is the Special Olympics movement. Why did you want to get involved? Yeah. And then Nancy, you can go right into why you wanted Louie to get involved, your family to get involved in this movement.
I wanted to get involved because I love sports and I love the Special Olympics community and how it brings athletes together by building relationships through peers and making lots of friends.
Perfectly said.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it, right? It's her making relationships with peers, building those relationships with the coaches, with, you know, the other families, and us getting to be part of that too. Like, it's just such a wonderful community. And I remember volunteering for Special Olympics when I was in high school. So it was something that, you know, that I had done. And so then when Lily was born, it was just a given that we'd get involved with Special Olympics, you know, because I remembered how much I'd enjoyed being a volunteer and interacting with all of the athletes. But you know, and as you were saying, Daniel, like, I think, you know, now it's not to say that not every athlete with Special Olympics has, you know, always has the best attitude, right? And it's like, sometimes people aren't, like, they're not good sports, or maybe they, you know, aren't handling a loss very well. And so everybody's has that capability. But it's the fact that even just with the motto, you know, like, the coaches are trying to teach all of the athletes that, and that's something that the entire Special Olympics community is about learning to be, you know, brave in the attempt and accept a loss, and celebrate the win for your opposing team player, whoever it is. Right. And I remember, like, Lily very early on, there was one race in particular at the state games that she was running in track, and she came in last place. And when that ribbon went around her neck, you would have thought she was getting a gold. Like, she was just so proud of herself and celebrating it. And she has always been that way. Right. So, and I just, you know, and that's just, that's her, right? That's got nothing really to do with me or anything else. It's, that's her personality, but I'm so glad that then that's something that's encouraged amongst everyone who's involved in Special Olympics.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think something that, a few years ago, doing my 5-year term as a Southern Tribal Global Messenger with Special Olympics International, there was a quote that I gave them, that a quote that I said, which is that us Special Olympics athletes show love to people who show us hate. And I think that, and I'll let both of you comment on that quote that I said, but I think that that fact that us athletes show love to people that show us hate, can, especially with everything going on in the world today, it can speak a lot to what the impact that is Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say about that? About showing love to people who maybe don't accept differences? No, because have you ever had that experience? Yeah, I think Lily's blessed in the sense that she hasn't really had to experience any kind of discrimination or hate herself. When I give presentations to the kids, and I explain that oftentimes they'll ask, since Michelle has Down syndrome, and she talks, you know, in our presentations about her life, you know, having a disability, and kids will often ask, like, were you bullied or were you teased? And she hasn't been, and Lily hasn't been either. And I think a lot of it is because they have Down syndrome, you know, their disability is very obvious from the minute you see them. And a lot of other people who have hidden disabilities, those hidden intellectual disabilities that maybe you don't know about until there's a difference in behavior, or in the way they learn and things like that, then that can be harder for others to accept, you know, if they don't have that understanding. And that's when you see maybe that discrimination come up, or just treating somebody differently, not treating them with respect, you know? And I think that's what Special Olympics is about, is everybody there, you know, may have a different diagnosis and has different characteristics that maybe make them different. And yet they accept everybody else amongst them, right? You accept all of your other teammates, regardless of what disability they have, or what their strengths or challenges are. And so it's showing that, right? And like showing that to the world of, look how we're accepting of each other, regardless of all the things that make us different, and having the rest of the world take that example and go with it, right? Hoping that that's the case.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. For the sake of time, we did jump around a little bit in the segment, and we talked about athlete leadership at the beginning of the segment. So I'll just listen to those, that you can go back about 10 minutes in the beginning of the segment to hear how you got introduced to athlete leadership. But using athlete leadership as a jumping off point, Lily, can you share with us what skills have you learned in athlete leadership in the past few years that you've been involved, and then how Special Olympics and athlete leader? Well, yeah, first just briefly tell us what skills. I don't want to throw too many questions at you at one time, but what skills have you learned in athlete leadership?
I have learned so many skills, including how to both process and speak to people.
Awesome. Yeah. The public, lots of working on the public speaking, right? That ability to get up in front of a crowd and speak slowly and clearly and engage with them and get everybody excited, right? Like be enthusiastic and build the excitement for things like the Polar Plunge or different events and fundraisers. So,
absolutely. And speaking of that public speaking and those skills that you learned in athlete leadership, how has Special Olympics and athlete leadership prepared you, Lily, for college and your dream of becoming a sports reporter, which we'll get into in the next segment? But how has Special Olympics and athlete leadership prepared you for college at the College of DuPage, I believe, and wanted to become a sports reporter?
It definitely prepared me because right now I'm at the College of DuPage and taking classes that I love at broadcast journalism. And I'm a staff member writer for the COD newspaper, just called The Courier. And I do athlete of the week interviews and I interview athletes.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, similarly to you, this is where I guess kind of where we're all stories kind of a line. When I first got involved in athlete leadership, so within that first year, that was when I started podcasting, but B, that was when I started college at Roosevelt University in Chicago, where I have since have a bachelor's degree in journalism. And so that's kind of where all lines kind of align with both having that A, want to go to college and then B. And so Nancy, can you share with, and again this is kind of jumping off of that script a little bit, but I went over a lot of time to go into a lot of detail, but from in Larry's IEP meetings in high school and talking to her case managers and special education teachers about her wanting to go to college, what was that whole process like? Because I know, like, for my parents, my case managers and special education teachers in those IEP meetings, they didn't want me to go to college. They instead went the transition program route. And so my mom and my dad had to like, for example, my dad always says, like, shares the story of tone in to my case manager and saying, well, Daniel's in the room, like, I'm sure Louis's in the room. Daniel's in the room. What does he want? And so they really had to push for me to, you know, have that dream, you know. And so share with us kind of what that experience like. Was it similar to what my parents had to go through me, or was it different?
And I think it's important to say, like, you know, I mean, Down syndrome is a spectrum, just like, you know, autism is a spectrum, right? And so there's all kinds of different strengths and challenges, and you don't know what to expect as far as when your child's born and when they're little. You don't know what they might want to achieve or what they might dream for, you know? And so with Lily, as she got older, she made it clear to us she wanted to go to college, right? Yeah. I mean, she was always talking about how she wanted to go to college. She wanted, you know, eventually she wants to go and possibly live in a dorm, you know, and have that experience. But so it was something that she always wanted to do. And then in high school, you got involved in the TV club, right? In Hawk TV. And she was given the opportunity to do the sideline interviews for the football games. And she fell in love with it. And it was like, because it combined her love of sports with her love of being in the spotlight, you know, and it was like, so there was no going back, was there? So she knew exactly what she wanted to do. And that's such a gift. It's not everybody knows that, right? I didn't know that even when I went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so from high school on, Lily knew what she wanted to do. So I could go into those IEP meetings and say, you know, we've all talked to Lily. We know Lily has dreams of going to college, and then she wants to be a, you know, sports reporter and a sport or a sports broadcaster. And so that made it easier for me to emphasize that in IEP meetings and encourage the staff to kind of get on board. And right now she is doing the transition program as well. So she still does the transition program through the district. She can do that until she's 22. And she then is still taking classes at CUD. So some days she's at the transition program and then they provide the transportation over to the college. Some days she doesn't go at all. And you know, she spends her whole day at the college. But it's a good blend because we're still working on just some other goals that could be worked on at the transition program, you know, that are just helping her to be more successful in the college classes.
Awesome. 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 I love that. I'm sure that will hopefully empower other families, that, maybe they'll, should in all in high school or even younger, like I'm sure even younger, hopefully they will, like kind of going back to the top of the program today, which is,
exactly.
With that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, just to, briefly, just to mention a couple of sponsors here, and we'll be back with Lily and Nancy Goodfellow right here to talk all about Lily's dream of being a sports broadcaster after this short break. This episode is brought to you by ComEd, Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency and solo efficiency education program designed for and taught by what people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and we're just powering us here at Special Chronicles to keep the lights on. You can learn more about our partner at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. And support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Business Disability Business Resource Group. Bridge is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities. Bridge, connected people of all abilities. Learn more, and you can book your travel today on united.com or the award-winning United app. You can learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. Boy, do I miss the times when I could just play the button and get the water. So, oh boy, is that a mouthful?
You did great.
But you've got to do those sponsor breaks. talking about athlete leadership and kind of drawing from Lily, your dream of going to college, that perfectly ties into your dream of wanting to be a sports broadcaster. And what made you interested, or how, Lily, how did you first get interested in journalism and wanted to be a sports reporter or broadcaster or now shoutcaster? But talking with your mom and her interest in journalism, or do you have other on ESPN or other networks of seeing somebody like Robin Roberts on ABC, or like, you know, any of those reporters? How did you get interested in journalism, in broadcast journalism?
What do you think? Through Hawk TV, probably?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell a little about that.
I do a TV club called Hawk TV, and I actually got to do live updates and also update them about the game and interview the football players that went to school with and got to interview them. And one of the boys went to my all the same school as me and I got to interview him.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. And to draw you in, Nancy, for the sake of time, we're going to kind of, we might combine a few bullets, but Nancy, how has Special Olympics and maybe, how has Special Olympics helped Louie achieve a dream of wanting to be a sports reporter and drawing from what Louie just shared about giving those live updates on Hawk TV and how has Special Olympics helped achieve her dreams?
Well, I think especially like with the skills that she's picked up in the athlete leadership program, like that's been great, right? In helping her feel more comfortable being, on the microphone and talking and covering the different events and things like that. And so it's given her a lot of practice at different Special Olympics events. But do you want to talk about how you got involved as far as moving from like an athlete leader to an actual broadcaster? Who started that for you?
Mac Dugan.
Yeah. Well, first it was Jen, right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Jen Kelso invited you to do something. Do you remember?
Yes.
What was that?
To come to Illinois Boys State Track Final at Eastern Illinois University to live stream the Unified Boys races on Facebook.
Yeah, so Jen Kelso had invited her to come down to the Eastern. So it's like a 3.5-hour drive, and it was her birthday. So she said, well, she probably doesn't want to spend her birthday doing that. And I said, oh, you'd be surprised. So that's how we spent her birthday, was we drove down and we did the interviews, and then we drove back. And she did great. She did live streams of the different events, and she did little updates for things on Facebook Live. And Mac Dugan was the one behind the camera that day. I got to work with him again the following year at the state track finals. And then what happened with Mac? What did Mac nominate you for?
He nominated me to be trained as a shoutcaster for Gaming for Inclusion and esports event Xbox and Microsoft.
Awesome, awesome. We're going to put a quick pin in that excited news of Mac nominating you and you actually getting to go to New York City between as a showcaster and then he eventually with Special Olympics International being a official professional, being a professional showcaster for the Gaming for Inclusion. We're going to put a quick pin in that. But one quickly combine two things, and I'll have the stick of time. I'm going to have you, Nancy, just tell us about the work, because Louie shared with us about being a sports reporter for the College of DuPage newspaper, which similarly to you, I've not the sports side of it, but I've been a reporter at my college newspaper, student newspaper. Working for internet streaming radio station, and so what? Tell us just briefly about how Louie has enjoyed being a sports reporter, and kind of what you have seen that she has learned from that experience.
It's been amazing. I mean, the opportunities that she's been given have been crazy, and you know, like especially like at College of DuPage, like she had this opportunity in high school where she got to be, you know, on camera and doing those updates and those interviews. And that was fabulous. And then we decided, you know, we'd start taking some classes at the College of DuPage and pursue, you know, broadcast journalism. And Lily went with the transition program to COD and met with the advisor for the Courier for the student newspaper and asked, you know, she was really interested in that, asked if she could bring back, they had an athlete of the week segment that had kind of gone by the wayside during COVID. And so she'd asked if she could do that for the newspaper. And they said they'd ask the athletic department. And one day I went to meet her at school and we just were walking around like the physical education center and around the athletic office. And a man came up and said, "Excuse me, but are you the young woman that's interested in interviewing the athletes?" And she's like, "Yeah, that's me." And he said, "Well, hi, I'm the athletic director." He's like, "Let me give you a tour." And he took her on a tour of the entire center and introduced her to every head coach. And they were all so excited and so welcoming. And I mean, talk about inclusion. Like they just, they did a fabulous job. They've done a fabulous job. And so every week, the communications director with the athletic department picks an athlete for her, sends her the name and the time. And then she does the research. And it's all these skills where she's researching the athletes. She's coming up with the questions on her own. And, you know, like we talked about in the pre-show, Daniel, like we're still working on those follow-up questions, right? And like asking a follow-up question in the moment and, you know, based on what their answer is and things. But I mean, the skills that she's gained just in the past, you know, year and a half of doing it, has it been about a year and a half? It's just to see the growth and the way she's really come into her own style of interviewing, you know, and all of that, like is amazing. So it's awesome. been really great. And I mean, it's all, you know, so much is because of Special Olympics.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. And I think, I believe Kaylin Milligan, before we got you involved, Larry, in the Meet the Inspired show, I believe she showed us a video of the work with that you've done with the College of DuPage. So I've seen some of your work over the past year and a half. So coming back, and again, we have like less than 10 minutes left to wrap up. But coming back to that pin that we put in that exciting news, and I have to say, we are saving the best part of your story for, I'm sure your body agree, you both will agree, we're saving the best part of your story for the last 10 minutes. So just to let our listeners keep tuning in for the whole episode, recently, Lily, as you just shared with us, you had an incredible experience as a sports reporter. Not only for Special Olympics in Illinois, but most recently being trained with Special Olympics International and with Microsoft in New York City as a shoutcaster, including one of the featured Special Olympics athletes across the whole country, I believe, across the whole country, as a professional shoutcaster. Like you were with the other Microsoft shoutcaster, like a professional at the Gaming for Inclusion. Can you just tell us, and again, we only have a couple of minutes for you to share, but we'll have to have you both back on again, but experience, what was it like? Describe the experience, favorite memories, and impactful highlights. And then after Lily speaks, Nancy, you can kind of share from your perspective.
Yeah, you want to share about Gaming for Inclusion?
Yes. I went to New York to become a showcaster for it. And I also went to Los Angeles to do a sort of showcase. And recently I went to Las Vegas to broadcast a tournament for Rocky League at a Super Bowl party, and I met a lot of famous people.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And for those of you listening to the audio podcast, go check out the video on YouTube. And you will see, Lou, I don't know if you want to show all YouTube audience your T-shirt.
You sit up straight. Yeah.
The Super Bowl T-shirt. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Super Bowl T-shirt, yeah.
Nancy, did you want to comment on any of what Louie shared about her experience?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. As she mentioned before, it was all thanks to Mac, who she'd met, you know, through the working at the state track final. And so Mac knew Lily's dream of wanting to be a sports broadcaster. And so he nominated her for the Gaming for Inclusion event. And she was selected alongside two other Special Olympics athletes. And so in September, they got to go out to New York City for a week and train at the Microsoft Experience Center. And so they got trained as professional shoutcasters, as they call them, of esports. And so they learned about Rocket League and how to, you know, broadcast that game as Special Olympics athletes compete virtually. And so then they did a virtual tournament, I think, that was just Special Olympics athletes in November, where she just went into like the Special Olympics Illinois office in Lombard and did that. And then the following weekend was when the winners of that tournament got to compete in a celebrity showcase alongside NFL players and WWE wrestlers and things like that. And so Lily and the other two as Special Olympics athletes who'd been chosen were flown out to LA, and they got to actually, you know, broadcast the celebrity showcase alongside the professionals that they had trained with, who were three amazing people that just did such a great job of training them. And everybody we met at Xbox and Microsoft, they all were awesome to work with. And one of the people that was in charge with Special Olympics International then invited Lily to be part of the Super Bowl party that she was talking about. So Kim Jordan with Special Olympics International had reached out and said, awesome. And so she reached out and said, okay, we've got this Lee Steinberg Super Bowl party. And it was the 37th year that he's done the party. He's a big football agent. He's the guy that Jerry Maguire was written about, the movie Jerry Maguire. So he's Patrick Mahomes' agent. And so he has this Super Bowl party, and he picks a charity every year that's the recipient of all the proceeds from the party. And so this year it was Special Olympics, and they decided to do an esports tournament as part of it, like alongside like a celebrity poker tournament and different things like that. And so Lily got to broadcast the Rocket League portion of it alongside a professional, and it was a pretty incredible opportunity, I should say.
Awesome. So you'll have to share with us some of the pictures from that.
Yeah.
When this episode goes live in the middle of March, we will, on our Special Chronicles Instagram and Facebook, we'll have to share, if it's okay, we'll have to share some pictures with all listeners. So we are probably going to go over the hour a little bit, just because the inclusion question, the final thoughts, and social media plugs. It's just there's no way that we could cover these last few final bullets in 3 minutes.
We'll hope everybody stays tuned, right?
And if not, well, you guys can pause, come back to it later. And as a driving or whatever, you can come back. I do that all the time when I'm at work. I'll be listening to a podcast. I'll pause. I will go through security at the airport, and then put my earbuds back in.
Yeah.
And continue listening before. I have to say, if my managers are listening before work, not doing work. Okay. So with that, some social media plugs, and don't worry, we're going to still get to the inclusion and final thoughts questions. But this, for social media plugs, Lily and Nancy, do you want to share with us what's the best place to connect with both of you? I believe, Nancy, for those of you, if you're listening to the audio, go check out the video on YouTube, and you can see underneath both of your lower thirds, your website. We'll put that link, as well as to your X, Facebook, Instagram, social media, wherever you're listening, just look in the description below in the show notes. But share with us how we can get connected with both of you, as well as in the pre-show you told me, and I put it up on my phone here, I believe. I don't know if this looks like Ruby's Rainbow, Walking the Next to Chromosome, dedicated to providing college scholarships for students with Down syndrome, spreading awareness of their abilities and supporting the dreams of higher education and independence, which I'm glad that you wanted to talk about this at the first share with us your personal social media plugs, but then also I think this is a good tie-in with not only with World Down Syndrome Day, but Lily, you sharing about your dreams of wanting to go to college and be a sports reporter.
Yeah, I think the best way, at least right now, like I post on my Instagram. So I think at NF Goodfellow, is my Instagram. And I keep track of all of Lily's accomplishments there and post about all the different things that she's doing. And so that's the easiest way to follow us, because then I just copy it all over to Facebook and everything. and then I will have a link. I'll try and remember to put it up. You know, it'll be up on my Instagram by the time anybody listens to this. It'll be on my Instagram. There will be a link from there to link to my pledge page for Ruby's Rainbow. So for people who don't know who are listening, Ruby's Rainbow is an organization that raises money to award scholarships to individuals with Down syndrome who are seeking secondary education. And so a lot of a lot of universities and colleges have added on programs for people with intellectual disabilities. And so a lot of young adults with Down syndrome are pursuing those college experiences, whether it's to get a certificate or try to earn a degree or just go for different life skills programs, but they're expensive. And so Ruby's Rainbow has set out to help keep those dreams alive, make those dreams come true for the families who need some help. And so every year I try to help out by being on the pledge committee and raising some money for Ruby's Rainbow. So I will have a link in my Instagram bio directly to my pledge page if people want to reach out and help support Ruby's Rainbow. But Lily has more exciting news about social media when it comes to her. So I'm going to let her talk about that.
Awesome.
So what's our exciting news?
I'm going to have a YouTube channel.
Awesome. Yeah. So do you remember what the YouTube channel is called?
Lily Sports Beats.
Mm-hmm. And so people will be able to find it at Lily Sports, Lily Goodfellow Sports Reporter, right? But it's going to be called Lily Sports Beat. And what are we doing on the channel?
Interviewing professional athletes.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to have links to all kinds of videos of her interviewing professional athletes. And she's come up with, what are we calling it?
Five quick questions with me.
Yeah. Five quick questions with Lily. So she's got five quick questions that she's going to ask each athlete. So it'll be the same questions, but, you know, very different answers depending on the athlete and the sport. But professional athletes, college athletes, and of course, some Special Olympics athletes in there as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So you have to give me a link to Lily's YouTube channel, and I'll make sure to include a link to in the show notes, wherever you're listening to this podcast, to Lily's YouTube channel. So hopefully many of our listeners will hopefully come. We want to encourage you to, after you are done subscribing to the Special Chronicles channel, go over and subscribe to the channel. So hopefully we can get you some more viewers and subscribers.
Right. Yeah. And if anybody, you know, has connections to professional athletes or is a professional athlete themselves, then they should reach out so Lily can interview them.
Awesome. I know a couple from my time as a driver global messenger, so I will I know if I DM them on Instagram or email or reach out to them, they are pretty good at getting in touch with me. So awesome. I will offer, we'll have to talk, and maybe one maybe an Olympic athlete, we may another maybe a formal NFL player. I'm not going to give any names right now.
But, we'll talk later.
I'll fail. So with that, to introduce this final question is, we've got a bumper. So let's go ahead and roll that.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone.
Was fear different?
Different.
Difference. Our demands are.
Equality.
Equality.
Equality,
dignity,
dignity,
dignity, and the recognition of our
shared humanity. We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever,
and coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
Ever since I attended the Special Olympics World Games in 2019 in Abu Dhabi. I've for the past 5 years, I've been asking all the question, all the guests, the final question, but I'm going to tweak it a little bit. As you know, the inclusion revolution is a big part of this movement. It's a big part also here at Special Chronicles, and I'm sure with the work, Lily, that you have done, and Nancy, how you have shared, how Lily, you've been included in the College of the Page and being a professional showcaster, and all these, it's an important part. And so I'm going to, usually I ask, what does inclusion mean to you? But I'm going to tweak it a little bit to kind of tie in your experience as a sports reporter, as a professional showcaster. How does the Mets, and we'll go first to you, Nancy, and then we will conclude with Louis, to have the final word to this question. But how does the message of the inclusion revolution movement, being a sports reporter and shoutcaster, fit into the global inclusion movement that is using sport, health, education, and leadership programs to empower people with intellectual disabilities?
Oh, I think that, you know, when we watch Special Olympics competitions, like we were talking about, like you get that message of inclusion right there just by watching the way the athletes interact with each other. But I think to have somebody then also on the sidelines who's covering those competitions, who's, you know, doing the broadcasting, interviewing the athletes and all of that, like to actually have that person also have an intellectual disability, just shows how inclusion can be spread so much further, right? So I love that when Lily's doing her interviews and she's interviewing, whether it's someone with a disability or someone without a disability, you know, the respect that she gives the person that she's interviewing, as well as the respect that they give her. I just think that that shows inclusion right there. You know, I always say that inclusion, you know, it's the, like my shirt, right? Choose to include, right? It's an action. But it's really an attitude. You know, if you take the time to understand all differences and then you just naturally accept them because it's just not a big deal, then inclusion is just something that comes naturally, you know, and it's just who you are, that you just include everyone, despite any differences. And so I love that Lily, exhibits that, and that by having a platform as a sports broadcaster, it just gives her a way to show that to the world and set an example, even more so than she can when she's, you know, on the basketball court or in the pool or on track, you know, on the track, right? So yeah, that's my opinion.
And Louis, your opinion to what inclusion means to you and how this message of inclusion revolution fits in, to being a sports reporter and shoutcaster in this global inclusion movement.
Inclusion means to include everyone. Everyone should choose to include others.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you both have perfect answers, and hopefully our listeners can take those words and put it into action, into their lives. That's at least for the past 5 years. Everybody has a different unique, just like you said earlier, each intellectual disability is different and unique. And so each of these answers is unique. And that's what we hope, that our listeners are not just consuming this content, but entertaining. Yes, we do have fun in entertaining. Mm-hmm. And if our listeners listen to next week's episode, we have an opening sequence at the beginning that has to do with cake, and in particular cheesecake, that I'm just going to leave you at the edge of your seat. But so I say that to say it's not just entertaining, but we hope that this final question can leave our listeners to help to make inclusion and the inclusion revolution happen in your everyday lives. Well, we are at 9 minutes after the bottom of the hour. Yeah. And so that means we probably could spend more time, but we'll have to have you both back on again.
Right.
I'm sure this will, and even you and Michelle as well. And maybe even sometime in person as well, because
oh, I'd love that.
posting podcasts are always fun, as you know. And so both of you have any final thoughts, Louie and Nancy, any final thoughts in your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles podcast that you'd like to share with all listeners?
No.
You just thought it was awesome?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just say thank you, Daniel, for having us on. I'm so glad, you know, it was worth the wait.
10 years. Yes. Yes. Worth the wait. So
the work you're doing is so important, and we're just so appreciative of getting to be a small part of it for an episode. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to continue of not only starting 15 years ago, but to continue to have new guests on, to continue to tell these stories, to share these stories on this podcast. And all the different series and podcasts that we have on this platform that is specialchronicles.com is just such a joy to be able to do this. Yes, it's a lot of work. It is fun, but it's more than that. I do this to share the stories, share the voices, the stories of people like you, Louie, like myself, and so our community, in particular, not just our disability community, because I think it's one to kind of speak within ourselves, but I think I do this more for the mainstream community,
right,
to hear our stories. That's more because, yes, there's disability podcasts out there, but I think it's more for the mainstream community. Right.
And yeah, so, yeah, representation matters.
Yes.
So you're doing a great job. And yeah, it's inclusion matters and representation matters, right? And so it's got to set the example, and you're doing a great job of that.
Thank you. Absolutely. And to just final plugs at the end of the episode, I want to let all of you listeners know that you can support our Special Chronicles 2024 giving campaign. Our goal is to raise $15,000, and we're currently weighs a little bit over 7,000. So if you listeners want to help us operate our studio, continue our mission of giving respect and voice to those of us with special needs, specialchronicles.com/give, or just go to specialchronicles.com, click on give now. You can also shop our merchandise store. I am not wearing it right now, but I do have a t-shirt and hoodie with our Disabled Voices Matter line of merch. You've probably seen it on our social media. You've seen it on specialchronicles.com. Know that 60% of the profits, that's 60% of the profits, will go back to Special Chronicles. Our Special Chronicles merch store is managed by Outshine Labels. We have t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, candles. Yeah, who would have known candles? specialchronicles.com/shop. Just go to specialchronicles.com, click on shop, and we'd greatly and for those of you that have gotten it or will get it, take a picture and tag Special Chronicles on Instagram, and we'd love to see you displaying all merch. Keep following the podcast. If you are not following, tap that follow button on Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop every Monday, every week. And remember to leave a review, 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Comment, you comment on Spotify if you're listening there. Subscribe and comment on YouTube. It will help the level people out there know about the work and the stories that we are doing on Special Chronicles. And until then, thank you again, Louie and Nancy, for taking the time. Over an hour. But I'll let you get back to the rest of your evening. And until then, have a great week. And remember, as it says on your t-shirt, Nancy, remember, choose to include.
And what is it? Lily wants to say one last thing for when it's going to air.
Happy Rolling Down Syndrome Day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.